This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today, I am honored to have Ira Winkler, the Field CISO and Vice President of CI. Ira has an amazing career history and story to tell us. He's also the Executive Director of Human Security Engineering Consortium, former Chief Security Architect at Walmart, author of You Can Stop Stupid. He is considered to be one of the world's most influential cybersecurity professionals, a modern-day James Bond. Ira, welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you for having me. It should be fun.
So what led you to leave keeping Walmart secure and jump on board the CI train?
So that was actually an interesting time, as what happened was I was presented with this offer from a company, and you know, when you, like, you know, as I joke, once in a lifetime opportunities come around every other week. And what happened in this case was I was like, okay, let me talk to them. Company I actually ironically was, I heard of because I was in their offices as part of a delegation to Israel that the Chamber of Commerce was putting together. And so went up to there and, you know, met the people, and that was one thing. But then, like, months later, I got a call from a random headhunter, and they were talking to me about a company. I'm like, oh, I think I heard of them. And then when I heard the details about the product, because what we do is it's called, you know, they phrase it as cyber risk optimization, where what we're doing essentially is figuring out the cost of every vulnerability, you know, the probability of a vulnerability being exploited, the resulting cost and things like that, which vulnerabilities to prioritize and things. And, you know, my whole career and back, like, I've written 8 books, but in my first book, like in 1996, I wrote the biggest problem in cybersecurity is that CISOs get the budgets they deserve and not the budgets they need. And they need to learn how to deserve what they need. And then when I was looking at this product, I'm like, wait a second, this thing actually does that. And I had to put my money where my mouth is, for lack of a better term, and say, wait a second, this is the opportunity to help CISOs get the budgets that they actually need and help them deserve it. Because it helps people make a business case for, if you give me X, I will return Y. And, you know, that shouldn't be that absurd, because that's how just about every other business or department in a mature business does it. Like a COO, if they want to put a new factory in, the COO will go there and say, look, I need this factory. The factory will increase my, you know, delivery rate, and whatever the case may be, it's going to cost me X. There's going to be a reduction in what we earn for a period of time, but we're going to have a return on investment within so many years, and that more than justifies any downtime or costs or whatever else. And that's what we need to be doing in cybersecurity. We need to go ahead and make business cases for, if you give me this amount of money, my goal is to return a larger amount of money. Because too many CISOs, I joke, are sometimes losers in how they essentially go ahead and approach their organization. They approach their organization like, I'm a cost center. It's like, you're not a cost center, you're a benefit center. Like, even at Walmart, you know, how could we have done business if we couldn't protect credit cards? You know, without cybersecurity embedded in the whole organization, the organization itself would fail to do business. And you can't have that. So anyway, this is what, you know, CI's Hyper product does, and that's why I joined the company. It wasn't like I was just joining because, like, I needed a new job. I was joining because, frankly, I believed in the mission at the time.
Well, you cruised into an amazing opportunity, and I want to talk more about that, the cyber risk quantification. You know, the FAIR Institute is fairly new, and a lot of CISOs can't figure it out. And a lot of them don't have business degrees. They're, you know, they've got IT skills and maybe even know how to program and cybersecurity expertise. But we really have a shift and a transformation. If you're going to get your budget, you really have to quantify your risk. And you made a great point, which it's interesting to me that, let's say, you know, Walmart, it's the holidays, right? And the attackers love to DDoS during the holidays. Mm-hmm. And Walmart has to comply with PCI, and there's all these issues. If you knew the attack route and could visualize the attack route of what the bad guys were going to do before they did it, you could reduce risk, could you not, before it happens?
Yeah, so for example, I mean, that's critical piece of what we do. It's not just like you mentioned cyber risk quantification, which comes up with a specific number of like, okay, what does your company have at risk? The question is, okay, we have this amount at risk, but really, what are the components of the risk? Like, because there's the old saying, a bad guy just has to be right once while the good guy has to be right the whole time. That is so wrong. Because a bad guy has to get their foot in the door. In some cases, let's admit they already have a foot in the door because they might be an insider, either malicious or malignant, you know, like just unintentional people doing unintentional things. But the reality is, a system, like an attack, has many steps along the way. Like, first you need to get in, then you need to find access the network, then you need to find the data. Then you need to access the data. Then you need to exfiltrate the data. Then you need to do this without being detected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a simple bad guy gets in, all is lost. So what a smart cybersecurity program does is they map out, well, you know, this is the part of the attack path visualization component where you're mapping it out. You're seeing what are the steps. Bad, you know, or I'll say a threat, not necessarily bad people, but a threat to the financial status of your organization. What has to happen for them to actually cause loss to your assets? And by looking at that, you can go ahead and figure out where are the best places to put protections in. And then combining that with our cyber risk quantification component, we're able to put a dollar figure if a control fails, if a vulnerability is exploited. So again, you could say, well, which are the vulnerabilities that are going to have the highest return on investment to mitigate? And then simultaneously, when you look at attack paths, you'll find that a lot of times paths converge into a single choke point. And if you could identify the choke point and knock out the choke point, you're able to likewise mitigate very cost effectively. I can't remember exactly what your question is, but I think I either answered it or gave other value to answer it.
No, absolutely. And I mean, just even unwinding something you said, so critical to our viewers and listeners who are CISOs, Chief Information Security Officers, they've got to present to the board. And a lot of them have been treated like a cost center, but what they are doing is they're reducing the risk so that the organization can exist, generate revenues, bring in money, and grow. And so to me, I love that point you made. How can they use Sai's platform, the Hiver platform, to do that and to present to the board and to really transform being called the cost center that they are not if they do it right?
Well, frankly, they should never even consider themselves a cost center. It's a mindset. And the smart CISOs don't look at it like I mean, they prepare proactively and say, first off, let me tell you, no matter what happens, you know, the definition of security is being free from risk, and you're never going to be free from risk. A smart CISO does not promise security. A smart CISO promises the best risk management they can get, which means there will be losses, but they're being controlled in a proper way. And I just want to make a quick analogy before going on to the other part of your question, because think of it this way. In a large bank that issues credit cards, you never hear the person in the credit card division saying, I will never have credit card misuse or abuse or theft or whatever. They just say, look, we know we have it. We just build it into our business model. And that's what needs to happen with regard to, you know, how a CISO presents their business model to the board. And so how Sai does that, Sai represents, okay, here's the amount of risk that an organization theoretically has. Here is the cybersecurity program. In other words, here's the risk that we're mitigating. And then it says, then there's the rest of the risk. And how a smart organization deals with risk, there are usually four categories. First, there's risk avoidance, which basically says, don't do business. And I never recommend a CISO tell an organization, just stop doing business. But then, like I mentioned, it's like mitigation, and you present the numbers and say, here's the risk that we are actively mitigating. Our cybersecurity program has a budget of this. We are giving you five times that in risk mitigation, but then we still have the residual risk. And the residual risk is like, here's the amount of money that we need to transfer. In other words, that's where cyber insurance comes into place. And frankly, what's really critical for the Hiver platform is the Hiver platform is telling people very specifically what the number is. Because when we did studies, we found that organizations were woefully underestimating the cyber insurance that they actually needed. And so, therefore, they were costing their organization more money by underestimating cyber insurance needs in what's that's called risk transference. And then you have risk acceptance. Risk acceptance says, I will have a loss. I expect a loss, but I'm willing to, for lack of a better term, self-insure for that amount of loss. And that's where you work with risk managers and the other CFO or whoever else is responsible for that for the organization.
Ira, do you think cyber insurance carriers and, the pressure from the SEC and different regulators around the globe, you think the cyber insurance carriers are going to get more serious and say, show me proof that you've quantified or reduced risk. Show me proof that you are at some level or some number on a cybersecurity maturity model, for example?
Well, so working with my friends from Aon as an example, they have their 20 controls that they measure for. Like when you're going to go ahead and they are looking at 20 different categories of security that their models have gone ahead and said, these are things we want to see in place before we consider you insurable. And those are things that they have learned. Like, for example, if you don't have multi-factor authentication, that's a potential point of risk that it should be mitigated. If you don't have vulnerability management in place, that's something that should be mitigated proactively. So these are things that they have learned and are doing a better job. Have all insurers created the mitigation that, Aon, which is a broker per se, not necessarily an agent, are they doing all the things correctly? Many are, some are not. I don't know the exact number, but they're beginning to catch on.
So, how quickly can we deploy the Hiver platform? And is it a consultative model? Is it, turnkey cloud? How does it work? Because there's so many data points to quantify risk. You've got people, you've got network assets, you've got cloud assets. There's so much. There's people, process, technology. There's a lot of things in the mix to come up with numbers on what my risk score would be.
So generally, we found that we can give you actionable results. And that's the key factor about why I really like Hiver. It's not just giving you a number, it's giving you actionable and justifiable results. And that's critical. In order to do that, we say it could be depending on the size and complexity and what's already there. We could have people roughly, get actionable data within 3 weeks, and then longest I've heard is up to 2 months of getting stuff. But, if you have scanning data, for example, from a Qualys, Rapid7, Tenable, we build that in. If you have like EDR data, we build that in, or we pull that in, I guess, is the response. We have integrations with all the other active tools that are out, or many slash most of the active tools that we run into are already built, so we can pull in data. There is a bit of manual data entry because, frankly, cyber risk quantification, we have dozens of data scientists and we figured out how to bring this all together as effectively as possible within a minimal amount of effort. So, anyway, 3 weeks to 2 months on the upper side.
Ira, that's phenomenal. And you do have a professional service team of folks like yourself, senior intelligence experts, nation state cybersecurity experts. Where can I use Sai to help me get moving, not only in risk quantification, but what if I'm fighting a fire right now and I'm having an emergency or an incident I need to respond to, and I need some brilliance to help and kind of get me planning for the future risk?
Basically, I would say contact me personally, ira@sysec.com, and I will turn it around. But again, the SciSec website as well can get people up and running as quick, because we do incident response, we do red teaming. You know, our flagship is obviously the platform, but to make the platform work, like you mentioned, we have nation state, and we have some of the most elite people in the world working for our company. So I'll leave it at that.
That is wonderful. Is there anything that we haven't covered about Hiver and the team at Sai that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Now, at this point, I mean, I would just say you truly have some of the top people in the world. And we're not just like everybody knows us for theoretically nation state hackers and incident response, but we also have nation state level mathematicians. And that's what makes the Hiver platform what it is. It's the nation state level data scientists that are the secret formula.
Ira, cyber risk quantification looked to me to be a big, difficult challenge. And then I went to Sai's website and I saw the Hiver platform, and I was just floored how amazing it looks, how easy it is to deploy. As you said, it's quickly deployed, and you've got a team of experts around it from data to cybersecurity, which really makes the numbers matter and help us reduce our risk and figure out, do we need more cyber insurance? Is there an area of weakness? Should we improve our IAM, you know, our identity and access management, or are we not scanning the right part of the network for vulnerabilities? There's so many things we can learn from the Hiver platform. I think it's amazing. And as we cruise out of this interview into where Ira's going next, tell me about CruiseCon.
Yeah, just really quickly, CruiseCon is my passion project where I am having an A-list cybersecurity conference on an actual cruise. So that's going February 8th through the 13th out of Port Orlando. Go to cruisecom.com for more information. We have an A-list group of speakers on a top-level event. My goal was to bring together the type of events VCs would put on for me as like chief security architect or at Walmart and all the other people. And it wasn't just because I was a woman. It was like they like to bring executives together, and I wanted to democratize that. But
That's
anyway,
awesome.
cruisecon.com.
CruiseCon.com. And then, folks, go to CySec, CYESEC.com, to get one step ahead of the latest threat. Quantify your risk before the bad guys find the holes and take advantage of you. And then you're toast.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.